Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got some special guests in the studio. In fact, a whole bunch of special guests in the studio tonight, which is particularly unusual. This evening, joining us again, Pete and Adam are here from formerly Motorhome Diaries, now LibertyOnTour.com. And fresh out of jail, as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking to them here about what transpired. Then later on from CDEvolution.org, the executive director, Jason Talley, who also is formerly of Motorhome Diaries. It's like an MHD reunion night here on Free Talk Live.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the exact same thing.
So they're all here at our Keene studio, and Adam and Peter, we're going to start out with them. Now, Mark,
we only have three mics here in the studio, so I'm gonna step away. I just I'm gonna turn the microphone over, so it'll be easier rather than two guys trying to share
one
mic.
It's tough sharing a mic. Yeah, it is.
So my poignant and delving questions will have to be held off until a little later.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark, for that. I appreciate it. Well, what happened just a couple days ago was that a couple of the activists from here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, as you know, if you've listened to the show before, Mark and myself and all of us actually here have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've come here in order to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetimes, and that's what's happening. And in that process, there inevitably are going to be people who end up getting arrested for doing things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation. In the case of the initial arrests that we're going to talk about, Rich Paul and Capuzzo and another, I guess, young lady,
Jackie,
from the Keene area, Jackie, they were arrested not doing civil disobedience, not doing non-cooperation, just by chance. They were traveling through Massachusetts, and the allegations are there was some gun, or at least a gun, and some drugs involved with the car, and so they got popped as they were traveling through what is essentially enemy territory. It's a very dangerous place down there. It's a police state. It's a scary, scary place, as the guys are going to tell us about here in a few moments. So those guys got popped, and some folks put together some money to bail them out, and some activists don't want to be bailed out, so you kind of have to tread carefully when you're going to go and bail somebody out, because sometimes that's just not what's desired. But in this case, you guys had stepped up to travel down to Massachusetts. Greenfield is, I believe, the place.
Yes, that's correct.
This transpired. And so you hopped in, Marv, your mobile
authority resistance vehicle.
And you went down there. You arrived there yesterday sometime, and you went to go bail them out. You figured it was going to be easy. I mean, you had the cash. You were going to go in. You were going to turn over the cash.
Exactly. We had to go through port 411. Rich had left some messages, and it sounded like he was wanting to be bailed out. Like you said, it's kind of a touch with some people. So Pete and I were looking for someone on the ground and said, the mobile authority resistance vehicle can make it, and we headed on down there.
Yeah, so we left from Manchester, and on the way down, before we left, we coordinated with Allison Gibbs, who was kind of our point person last year when we were active with Motorhome Diaries, getting the money to help bail us out. So she again stepped up, and she kind of allowed for the Ladies of Liberty Alliance PayPal account to be the go-to place where people donate money. So we got down there. We showed up. We made sure we had the bail amount correct because there were conflicting reports. Was Rich's bail $2,500 or $500? Mm-hmm. We learned it was $500, so we went, walked a couple blocks away to a grocery store, took out some money, and
we rolled down there, we parked a couple blocks away, big gold and black RV is noticeable, so we just want to get in here, get our friend, and get back. That's the goal. But being pro advocates for filming public officials, we decided to roll into the jail with our protection, essentially our cameras, as they hold everybody accountable, including ourselves. And that seemed to be a problem when we got into jail.
Yeah, they're probably not used to dealing with that sort of thing. I mean, around here in Keene, it's like no big deal for these bureaucrats here. They're used to it. They understand that's what goes on. But this was really, this was pretty much the first appearance of liberty activists from New Hampshire in Greenfield, Massachusetts. So they didn't know what to think. And so they responded with their kind of trained response, and that is, well, you're doing something we don't like, so we're gonna make you stop.
Right. So, yeah, we walked in the Franklin County Jail, and we looked around. it was posted that you couldn't use a cell phone, but we didn't see anything about video cameras, so we were just walking in, filming just each other and folks that work for the state. And initially, the guy behind the desk was like, hey, you guys, maybe you should turn that off. And then we ended up, a supervisor walked by, and we asked him, and he said, oh, you guys just want to bail him out? Like, sure, no problem. Like, you know, go ahead and count their money, check his ID, and let's get him bailed out. So then that's when we left to go across the street to get some money. And
you were actually told beforehand that you could record. You managed to find a bureaucrat before you left. They told you you could record this.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, we had a conversation with about three or four guards, and back and forth, and we told them about how we want to be, you know, hold people accountable, and these cameras are in our control, because they kept referring to the fact that they have cameras. And that was also my point, is they were expressing concern for the folks who aren't working for the jail and their privacy. And I said, well, you know, you have cameras everywhere, so what's the difference with mine? And mine are only pointed at you anyways. My intention isn't to film other people. It's to for my safety first and the accountability second. So we went over it a couple times on that conversation and back and forth. We seemed to have made good points with them or things that they understood. And eventually, yeah, they said, go ahead, film, get your money, count it, and get your buddy, and just go, essentially. And so that's when we left to get we needed a photo ID and some more money. And we went to the local gas station or grocery store up the street, which was on the way to where the RV was parked. And while going back to that grocery store, we encountered a city cop who then joined into the fun, I guess.
Right, yeah. So he pulled up, you know, like drove aggressively through the parking lot, pulled up on a diagonal and like parked right behind us, and he popped out of his car and he's like, hey, are you guys filming? And he asked if we were going back to the jail, and we said, yeah, we're going back to the jail. And he said, are you guys filming? He said, because of your audio recording, you know, that's against the law or whatever. And I said, are we under, are we being detained? Are we free to go? And we just, and he said, I said,
he never answered his question.
Yeah, exactly. So then I said, yeah, we're being detained. He said, no. And I said, all right, we're going to be free to go. So we walked away a couple blocks, went back to the jail. By the time we got there.
Before you go on, what do you think the point of that was? Like, why did they send that cop out there to just pull up like that and ask you that? I mean, what was the
me personally, I think intimidation, of course.
Sure.
I mean, obviously the man's buddies over at the jail, who aren't actually cops either, but they had called him and sent him over to, I don't know, investigate. I don't know if it was, they were, you know, this is suspicious, people with cameras. You know, as you said, this is in New Hampshire where they're, you know, accustomed to these things. And it, I don't know exactly, but it's probably the first time someone has brought a camera into that jail. It's probably the first time two people have doing it together. And, you know, Pete and I seem to have a pretty good system down on how we spread out and seem to capture all angles so we can't get cornered. But, yeah, so that's probably why it was. It's just a little more sniffing and intimidation.
Right. Right. So then we walked back into the jail, and the guy behind the counter who we first interacted with, he said, we approached him with the money. He said, hey, you guys have to turn off the cameras. And we said, hey, you know, 10-15 minutes ago, we were told that we could film in here. And he's like, well, now they're saying you can't film. And so we went back and forth a little bit more.
And the money's on the table at this point.
I counted it out twice.
He let us count it out. Yeah, exactly.
Right in front of him. And I had the driver's license. Everything was good to go. And his colleague, you know, like to reiterate, had just stated earlier, just bring that stuff and we'll get him out of here. So that's what we brought. And then all of a sudden the rules changed. And they told us we got to go outside and let's have this conversation outside. So We walked right outside the lobby on the sidewalk.
Right, but that officer, just to interject for a moment, sure. The officer that had cornered us in the parking lot has now come into the jail as well. He had left, and we didn't see him on our walk, but now he's, you know, they must have called him and told him, well, they're in the lobby now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's come in to interfere because the guards themselves couldn't actually arrest us, so they needed this man with a gun in order to do it.
The man with the gun, was this the 120 guy you were talking about?
This is 120, yes. My new dearest friend, 120.
We'll have to get the address out there for the Greenfield Police Department, and if you guys want to write some letters of support to 120 and maybe provide some voluntarious literature, I think he needs it.
Well, actually, the thing is, you need to find out what his name is, right? Because when you asked him his name, all he told you was 120.
Yes, yeah, and they didn't wear name tags. He actually had one in the spot where they normally do, but it said merit, and I'm assuming it's some sort of praise for something brave he's done.
Yeah, a real hero.
Right.
All right, we'll come back here and talk about what transpired, because you guys ended up in a jail cell throughout the night, and it was a cold jail cell, and the conditions in which they kept you were pretty inhumane. So we'll touch on that and take your calls as well. If you got a question for the guys from Liberty on Tour, they are here with us, Adam and Pete. Also, Jason Talley's going to be with us here in a little bit from cdevolution.org. 800-259-9231. We'll still make time for your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got our webcam there. There's a chat room actually attached to the webcam, so you can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners all at the same time. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy that for free. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. We've got Pete and Adam with us here tonight from formerly of Motorhome Diaries, now of libertyontour.com. They're we're preparing to kick off their tour here at the end of August, and we're not sure how... the beginning of August, so about a month out. But we're not sure how this new aggression on the part of the Massachusetts bureaucrats, locking them in a prison cell, charging them with felonies, we'll get to all those details in a little bit, how that's going to affect Liberty on Tour. Time will tell. But we're going to continue their story. They in just a moment, I want to go to the phones here, though, and get somebody who's been waiting patiently a chance to get on the air. And you guys are always welcome to just join into the conversation. Let's talk to Mark in Indiana. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Adam. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
If you guys can touch, I've never heard anyone in the libertarian circles talking about this topic. Have you guys ever, the phrase "watching the washers," right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I thought of something new. I don't know if this could be possible or probable at all, but something kind of new to do that comes right in between, I guess, I'd say civil disobedience and the actual violent revolution. What do you think about instead of watching the washers? How about arrest the arresters?
Ooh, that's like playing with fire. I mean,
yeah, but they're asking for it. I can't count. I've stopped counting how many videos I'm seeing of the police state. This is so far out of control. I don't know what to say.
How do you do that though? How do you arrest the cops?
Well,
dude, I think you'd have to do it like an area like up there near Keene where you got a lot of. Well, essentially, it's force. If you're using force on them, and then they're telling you we're going to arrest you, you're going to be like. We're going to arrest you. We're going to go down to the police station and arrest you guys.
Yeah, Mark, that's a good question, and it reminded me of an interview that Jason Adam and I did last year with Brad Spangler when we were on the road with Motorhome Diaries. So if you're on a computer and you want to go to youtube.com/Motorhome Diaries, just search for Brad Spangler because he has a line in there. He's an agorist, and he advocates, that folks create competing institutions that over time, people that don't self-describe as libertarian will find it in their interest to cater to go to those businesses rather than ones that jump through the occupational licensing that the state requires because they're cheaper and it's in their incentive to save money. So over time, these businesses are going to grow, the state's going to collapse, and he says there'll come a time, when these businesses are arresting, the state actors that are violating our rights.
And another thing I would recommend that isn't as violent, but coplock.org, something that Pete and I are involved in, is something we are essentially doing yesterday, is a good way to get up police accountability using a base of support and, again, also showing and trying to educate people with tactics. And we hope to have our video up at some point in the future of what happened to us yesterday. So that would be a good reference as well.
My first response to this is to balk a little bit. I mean, it seems a little fantastic at this point. I mean, it seems like a nice idea, like, okay, these guys are aggressing, so therefore they should be arrested. Okay, that makes sense logically, but what do you do with them when you arrest them? And that is essentially, it's not really aggression because you're responding to their aggression, but it's going to be seen as aggression. So you've got a public relations problem on your hands there as well.
In a sense, that could be
tricky.
I wouldn't say you'd have to worry about that. It's blatant and open tyranny. If you're not doing something to harm someone else or their property, the police shouldn't deal with you whatsoever.
Well, it's blatant and open tyranny to us, but to a lot of other people that are watching, the police can do no wrong. So it really just depends on who you ask.
Then too bad on them. Then so what? Then let them go. Let the police do whatever to them.
That's a fine perspective to take, but until we actually have enough people to influence the average folks to understand that what they're looking at is a police state, I can't speak for the average person. I don't know what they think. I don't know how many of them believe this is a police state or how many of them are concerned about it becoming a police state or where people think. I'm sure there's a whole spectrum of folks out there. Some of them get it, and I'm sure a lot of them don't quite get it. So I think that what you're talking about is kind of the advanced stuff that Brad Spangler was referring to. Like, first we need to probably compete with them on road repair and stuff like that where there's you're not really stepping out and putting a cop in handcuffs.
Exactly, and that's why Pete and I spent the majority of our time while we were in custody yesterday lecturing or giving tidbits of information to cops, you know, saying, you know, no victim, no crime, peaceful people don't need to be put in cages. And, you know, think about your actions. You should be held responsible for these. You know, these are your acts and your responsibility. Breaking down that barrier would also get leaps and bounds.
Also, what about being a little bit more creative than just aping essentially what they're doing? Well, they're arresting us. We're going to arrest them. How about some other things? Like, we've had some success here in Keene with the candlelight vigils after one particular cop assaulted allegedly another activist behind closed doors. The activist decided to go to his home. And, you know, at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening when it was dark out, hold candles out in front of their house. So that brings attention to them. It shows their neighbors that something's going on. You know, they're going to wonder what's up. His family is going to get a clue to what their dad or what their husband is doing during their daylight hours. They're going to really get a clue as to what's happening. And I think that could be far more powerful. And that's just one example of sort of a level of ostracism, public shaming, basically. That seems like it could be a little bit more, right. I don't know, potentially.
Peaceful, more powerful, I mean, and a better way to counter their violent tendencies. You know, I totally agree.
Well, and like I said, I think it'd have to be in a place like Keene or, you know, a place where you got a lot of liberty activists mobilized, you know, for freedom and liberty in one area that could work towards that.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. And the candlelight vigils were controversial, even amongst the activists. Some people said that it was too much, you know, that you shouldn't bring this home. This is only their job, et cetera, et cetera. But the others said, well, this is their job, but it needs to be brought home. It needs to be shown what these people are doing, and they need to feel bad about what they're doing. They need to realize there are consequences to aggressing against peaceful people. And those consequences don't have to be a physical backlash. They don't have to be taking the cop and putting them in handcuffs, because I think that ostracism and this kind of thing, those candlelight vigils, public shaming, could be a whole lot more powerful.
Exactly. And though I would like to, the officer that we referenced to that in our case yesterday, 120, I would love to see him put in a cold, freezing jail cell for 12 hours with
to know
no
what
blanket.
It's like.
No, sure. But at the end of the day, I don't really think it would really teach him much of anything but make him more angry.
He'd be pissed.
Exactly. And the candlelight vigil thing, I would love to partake in some of that outside of his residence, because, yes, it brings it right home to him. And like I was telling him actually yesterday, you know, when Pete and I were in jail, I guess we weren't directly telling him, but we were conversing back and forth from our cells saying, you know, role-playing, essentially, me being the cop that's going home after arresting two peaceful people who were just trying to bail their friend out of jail and go on our merry way. I guess we can catch this afterwards.
We will here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Pete and Adam here from LibertyOnTour.com. Make sure you head over to their website and bookmark it, add it to your reader, your feed reader. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. It is a police state. The question is, do you really want to keep messing around in Massachusetts? That's something else to think about. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Pete likes the Pantera rejoin there.
For sure.
All right. So, yeah, you can bring up anything, though. If you've got a question for Pete and Adam here from LibertyOnTour.com, that those calls will be given priority. We're telling their story, and we will continue doing that here in moments about what happened to them yesterday as they were down in Massachusetts attempting to bail out some other activists who'd been arrested. They themselves were arrested and put in jail for a night. We'll talk about how they were treated here in a moment. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. I did. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And you guys did that as well.
I did, too.
Sure.
And you've made the move just as of, what, 3 weeks? How long has it been?
About a month. About a month. Yeah, I think we're around the month anniversary.
That's
yeah.
good. It's good so far.
I mean, oh, man. I'm telling people, here's my pitch. New Hampshire, Keene, it's where it's at. Get up here. I mean, I made the move sooner. I wish I would have made it sooner than sooner. And you're going to say the same thing no matter when you move. So fight it now and get up here.
Well, I know that Jason Talley's going to join us later from CDEvolution.org, your former Motorhome Diaries cohort. And I know he's pushing real hard for Grafton. They're going to be launching a new website this weekend, which I'm pretty excited about because I've been talking for a long time about how freekeen.com, which is the site that I launched a few years ago, this multi-user blog that kind of gives people of a liberty mindset with different opinions the ability to get those opinions and videos and stuff like that out. And I've been saying for years, well, how come there isn't a freemanch.com? Why isn't there something else? I mean, we've proven the concept that freekeen.com, it's popular. People go there. It's you know, we got like 3,000 visits a month just from Keene alone to that website, and nobody did. I've been just kind of cajoling and gently persuading and trying.
Isn't there works for one though in the Grafton area?
There is
soon,
this Sunday in Grafton. They're going to do free Grafton, so I think that's great news. They're having a launch party this weekend and everything, so I'm excited about that. Maybe Jason will tell us more about that later. But we've got people that want to talk to you guys, but I want to get a little more of the story out before we go on with the calls.
Sure.
So just to bring our listeners up to speed here, you went down to Massachusetts to bail some activists out. In that process, you go into the jail, you've got video cameras. This is something you typically do. You bring cameras wherever you guys go. You document. You're part of copblock.org, and so this is just your thing. Except Massachusetts, they're not so used to this whole activists showing up with cameras thing, and so immediately they did what most government bureaucrats would do and demand that you turn the cameras off, to which you refused. Then things got a little bit more interesting.
Sure. I mean, when we refused, they then gave in to a little bit. And I believe the spot where we left off was where the second encounter when the officer had came back. The
nameless officer, Officer
120. So the only actual officer there out of the four guys besides Pete and myself. And he came back and then, you know, persuaded us.
If I could just clarify quick, we were at the Franklin County Jail to try to get our friends out of jail. And the officer 120 we're talking about is from the Greenville Police Department.
Exactly.
Or Greenfield Police Department, sorry.
Yeah, and so he basically says, hey, these guys want you to leave. And we say, hey, man, 15 minutes ago, the other guy in a white shirt that was here before with these magical powers said, hey, take their money, count it, and get them and their friends out of here. So at this point, it's become an issue of, look how arbitrary this is. I mean, a one person, and we're not harming anybody. That's what we kept saying. He said, we just want to document and do this for our safety. It's, you know, accountability and safety for us. And we do it all the time, as you mentioned, and it's not a big deal. They kept saying, well, then if it's not a big deal, turn it off. And we're like, if it's, you know, we went back and forth on the, well, if it's not a big deal, just let us bail our friends out and go. And, I mean, which, you know, obviously they decided at one point they had to use force. So when they got us outside.
Yeah, and before that, you know, we try to underscore this double standard. Like, hey, you guys have cameras everywhere. You guys are filming us, and, you know, supposedly you work for us. You get paid, your salary's paid for by people who live in this area, and, you know, they wouldn't have any of it, so.
Right. So then, essentially, as soon as we got outside, which might have been the one misstep that Pete and I made because we got further to the line that they wanted to push us to off their property, but it also like took us away from their other cameras and public people, the other people in the lobby, and it basically came an ultimatum: shut the cameras off, leave the property, shut the cameras off, or be arrested. And at this point, I mean, 15 minutes ago, we were told we could do what we came to do,
right?
And we kind of were mulling the decision, essentially probably never going to turn off the cameras, and it was arrest time, and I immediately went limp, as well as Pete.
You did? Wow.
Yeah, they dragged, I had two cameras on, one around my neck on a chain, and then one in my hand, and I was also trying to make a phone call at the time, because, you know, when you go to mess with bureaucrats, your chance of incurring violence is increased, as opposed to anywhere else with folks. So we made a say, hey, it's, you know, 6:45 or whatever it was, we'll give you a call, and if we don't, something's wrong. So I noticed during this conversation outside that, oh, it's getting close to call time. So I call, and the officer kept interrupting me. And during that time, I'm on the phone, I'm trying to record, and I have a thing on around my neck. So, yeah.
Why I've got port 411 on speed dial. I just press one button on my phone, hold it down for like a second, and I get port 411, which allows, for our listeners that don't know, it allows the activist to call in a phone number and then leave a message, and that message is distributed to hundreds of recipients.
Exactly. Yeah, I just got Keen 411 down, so.
Yeah, I think we need to get like a queue added to like our list that is like our tech guy and just like hooks us up and teaches us stuff.
Yeah, there's a few more
latest,
things.
Newest, yeah.
Right, latest and greatest.
Yeah.
So so then at that point, you're dragged into, you've been taken by the police. They arrest you.
Yeah, they forcibly take my cell phone camera. They remove the necklace, which is the one that Taryn Lupo awarded us at Porkfest for when Jason, Pete, and I were arrested in Mississippi. So a little irony there. But they take that and... yeah, I'm limp, so they drag me to the car and literally throw me in.
So they actually arrested you at the jail and then took you to the police department.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, was there something that transpired between, on the ride there to the police department?
Anything? Well, it wasn't that far. It was just a couple miles maybe at the most. And we both were in separate vehicles. I think like two or three guys were carried Adam in his car and two or three guys carried me to my car. And, you know, and they were we just kept reiterating like, hey, look, we're peaceful people. We're not violent. But we're not going to help you guys. Like, we're not going to make your jobs easier to bring us to a cage. We didn't hurt anybody. And, you know, so we just went limp, essentially.
Right. What I kept saying to him, I said, I don't feel like I've done anything wrong. I haven't harmed anybody. There's no victim, and I don't understand this. So, you know what I mean? I don't feel I should be going, so I'm just going to stay limp, and I'm not going to resist you, but I'm not, essentially, like Pete said, I'm not going
to
help you.
Right. So the whole way back, I think both of us were talking to the officers who were driving us, and the guy who was driving me, I was just hammered home. Think about what you're doing, man. You're responsible for your actions as an individual. You can't justify violating my rights because, like, someone with more metal on their chest or a different title or something or that had signed a piece of paper supposedly giving you this authority, like, that doesn't exonerate your action. So I kept hammering that home, and, you know, eventually we got around. I was talking about public choice theory and about natural rights versus, like, man-made legislation, and at one point he's like, well, what are you talking about? Government grants you rights. I'm like, listen, man. And so, like, right. this was essentially the conversations we had for the next, like, 12 hours when we were in these guys' custody, just laying out hardcore,
right,
like, voluntarist principles.
So you would say that you had some officers that were at least listening to you, whereas on the other end you've got this 120 guy who's a total douche.
I mean, for me, I don't know if Pete might disagree. We didn't always have the same officers interacting with us, but I think the two people who, I mean, they were strip searching me to tattoo or a photo my tattoos and scars, which is, you know, awful enough. But and they're fingerprinting me. But they seem to understand. And I'll let Pete tell the comment that the guy said when he locked him up. But the other ones were, I mean, they mocked us. They thought it was funny. Like, the one guy, like, grabbed me underneath my arms. And, you know what I mean? Like just kind of say, well, even though you're not cooperating, I can still do what I want with you and move you. And, you know, this is easy. You know, I'm not a big guy at all. So, like, they threw me around like a rag doll. But, yeah, the rest of them weren't. The two guys seemed receptive, and they said a nice thing to Pete, but the most of them were just status.
Right, yeah.
So now you're back at the the police department. You're at the police department, and that's where they kept you the entire night. What were the conditions that you spent that night?
Oh, they were terrible. There was like a four different
worse
cell
than Alabama. Where, Mississippi,
Mississippi, yeah.
Where
yeah,
you
was,
were arrested
for sure.
A year
yeah, these
ago.
Rooms were cinder block, cold steel, and concrete, and that's what we had. And they didn't give us any blankets or pillows. They would not let us make a phone call. They wouldn't tell us what we were charged with. And, you know, Adam and I got so cold, we were literally running around, like, pacing. He was pacing his cell. I was doing push-ups and jumping jacks, and we're banging on the doors, saying, hello, hello, how can you treat us like this? We're human beings. We haven't hurt anybody. And this went on for hours, all night. I think between us, we probably got, like, 2 hours of sleep last night. These guys are
sick.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Pete and Adam with us from LibertyOnTour.com. Also, we'll take your calls for them. And later on, you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian and also
Adam
and Pete.
Adam and Peter here from LibertyOnTour.com. They ended up heading down to Massachusetts a day ago to rescue a couple activists that had been arrested down there, and in the process, they themselves were arrested, held overnight in some very inhumane conditions with no blanket, very cold in the cell. You guys were basically there. You didn't have mattresses, right? I mean,
no, it was just like a 3 foot raised concrete thing for a bed.
They got our shoes and socks, and so we each only had one shirt and the
you
pants
were barefoot
we had on.
Too?
Oh yeah, it was bad. We were balled up. Like I had my shirts in my arms in my shirt, like in my pants, and my pants pulled down over my feet. It was bad.
I was slightly luckier than Pete. I had a long sleeve but very thin T-shirt on.
Wow.
And so yeah, I had to do the same thing, curling a ball with my knees. And at one point, the dispatch guy on the PA, you know, started like mocking me, and like he called me a rodent, and had even rodents take because I was pacing, you know, and for a while, like
to keep your blood flowing.
Well, sure, yeah, and to stay warm. But I thought we were arrested on trespassing. That's all, you know, they didn't tell us. I was speculating because that's what they had stated at the jail in our conversations. Mm-hmm. So I know that's misdemeanor. Sign my name and get the heck out of here. So a couple hours in, I started to wonder what was up. So I was banging on the door. I mean, we were yelling, and he comes down and he's like, you know, even rodents take to their environment after a while. You know, you need to just chill out. And I'm like, did you just call me a rodent? I'm like, you know, it's obvious he's watching me and he's referring to things I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Just a sick individual that
yes.
can do that.
So we're banging on the door saying, hello, hello. Like, how can you treat us like this? We're people, and we're trying to get somebody to come and communicate with us, tell us what we're charged with, give us some blankets, and then finally at like 3 a.m. maybe.
Well, even before that, my buddy showed up. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 120 showed back up again. Sure. I'm going to guesstimate 11 to midnight-ish. Yeah.
This is the cop named 120.
You know? Well, that's his office. That's his badge number. And so he shows in and says, you kicked the door again, and I'm going to put you in a straitjacket and a chair. And Pete's like, oh, here come the threats again. Is that all you know how to do, threaten people? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I probably will kick the door again because the straitjacket and chair sounds a lot more comfortable than what I have at this moment.
Right.
I mean, what more can you take from
exactly.
me, right?
Exactly.
But just ridiculous on the conditions.
Yeah, so anyway, we keep hammering the door. And I probably haven't, like, hit a door that hard since I was, like, you know, like 16 or try to be tough. And I'm just like, we're hitting the door and like horse kicking it and elbowing it, trying to get someone's attention and saying, hello, come down here. Yeah, and finally the dispatcher's like, well, I'm the only one here. I'll get somebody here soon. And it was over an hour. Some guy showed up, and he says, you know, what's going on? I said, you know, we haven't had a phone call. We don't have blankets. He said, are you lying to me? Have you had a phone call? If I find out you're lying to me, you're not going to get one. I said, dude, I'm being straight up. We're honest. We're the tolerant, peaceful people. You guys are the ones who's enforced and lying and da-da-da. So, like, he says, all right, I'll go check, and if you haven't yet had a call, I'll let you make a call. So he goes, and we hear him, like, talk to somebody, and he just disappears. We never get our call.
That crap always happens in jail, where the bureaucrats will act like they're going to do something for you, and, oh, yeah, we'll take care of it, and then it's hours later before you finally see another one, and, I don't know what you're talking about.
And I actually heard him mention it. He went and called somebody, did something, and then he said something freaky, and we couldn't put it together what it was. But we found out today from the wiretapping charge on me is for the posts that are at Freaking, the auto recording.
Yeah, from George Mandrick,
Yeah, so. that I made while on that phone call. It was recorded. So that was the reason behind that. But I think when he went and researched our thing and realized that we have been public about this and we kind of made them look idiotic, that he chose not to bring us blankets.
So fast forward to this morning, we go to see the judge at supposedly 8:30, and after we get booked in and all these other jump through all these hoops and stuff.
Well, what about them telling us 15 more minutes you're going to court?
Oh yeah, they just
starting at like 7 o'clock, just to torment us a little. And then then a guy come over and pee again. Well, 15 more minutes, you know.
Yep.
And if anyone's ever seen Snatch, where Amish is like, you said 15 minutes ago, and I kept saying that to the guy because he was already irritated.
We were like, you know, let me back up. So Adam was the first one at the jail or at the police station, so he was the first one processed, first one put in the cell. So I'm still like sitting out there, and they're trying to like intimidate me, and like I'm just going limp, and they're trying to roll my prints and stuff. And I hear someone like singing, and I think I didn't realize how small the jail, the police department was, so I thought maybe there was like, you know, some Muslim person there, like chant singing or something, praying. And then I realized they're saying, no victim, no crime.
Yeah, peaceful people should not be put in cages.
And Adam's just singing this over and over. So then when I go to my cell, I join in, and we do this for like over an hour. And then
we start going
back and forth, just like singing, like, I don't know, essentially like natural rights, like victimless crime type stuff, and just like trying
just
to hammer
your own
home.
Songs, just like sing-songy kind
and,
of.
Yeah, and to keep our morale up and stuff. So then
we did that too, by the way, when the trespass of 12 was arrested here in Keene. That was a first for at least that I know of up here. One of the guys that was arrested is a songwriter, and so he struck up into one of his songs, and we'd all sung. He's normally trying to rope people into singing his songs whenever we go out to do something, and he has a tough time doing it because people, you know, they're self-conscious. They don't want to sing. But we've sung this one enough to where most all of us knew the words. And so we heard that song kick up from another cell, and they had like four of us in one cell, three in another, four of us in another cell. We in one cell heard them singing in the next cell. So we joined in. We had three full cells of people in the holding area of the jail just singing at the top of our lungs. And that really must – I think that was one of the reasons why they let us out that night.
Sure, that's exactly where I got the idea from, to be honest. And that I thought – again, I assumed I was in for trespassing because that's the word they kept bringing up. And I thought I was going to be out there for a while. So I'm like, I'm going to do this the whole time until they let me out, thinking it was going to be an hour, you know, two. I thought they were going to throw me in there, process some paperwork, and cut me loose. But they had different ideas in store for us, and I definitely feel that it was related to us saying no to
them. Let's talk about the court. I know you wanted to get to the courtroom thing here in a moment. Let's do that. Let's go first, though, to the phones and the fun. Randy is listening in Wisconsin. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Randy. Good to hear from you.
How's it going? This is my stepdad, Randy.
What's on your mind tonight, Randy?
Well, first of all, I'm just glad you guys are okay.
We appreciate it.
And Pete, damn it, you're supposed to keep track of Adam.
Hey, we're trying to watch each other's back.
You're not supposed to let him get in trouble.
We're trying to watch each other's back, and we didn't do anything to harm anybody, and, you know, we're just...
You didn't intend to get arrested.
Not at all.
No, it wasn't the plan.
I know. I'm just teasing you. Don't make me fly out there.
Come on out.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Move on here, Randy.
Come on, man.
What are you waiting for?
Well, put it this way. I'll be right beside you in that jail cell.
Oh, exactly. Come
appreciate
on down.
Appreciate it, man.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Randy?
They don't want me there.
Well, eventually, hopefully, they won't want any of us there, and they'll start leaving us alone, and then eventually leave other people alone as we come to their aid as well. Randy, what else did you want to share tonight?
That's about it. I'm just glad you guys are okay.
Just best wishes. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on with Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing, Paul?
I just wanted to quickly, firstly, great story, and it's great to hear the story, and I mean, it's I guess the whole situation is unfortunate, but it's great to hear what you were able to turn it around and get some good out of it. Anyway, I called the Greensfield Police Department. It was a very surreal interaction. It was very funny. He put me through to a answering machine, and I left my number and my first name. And about five, he said the person at that answering machine, by the way, wasn't available, right?
Right.
5 minutes later, I get a call back at my number asking for Paul from with a withheld number, clearly from the police department, right? I say, yes, this is Paul. He says, oh, sorry, wrong number.
Weird, yeah. I'm surprised they would even call back.
What?
I'm surprised they would even call you back.
It was just very bizarre because, yeah. You know, why? If the wrong number, why did he ask for me?
Sure.
But anyway, very bizarre. And I called the state PD, and they basically just hung up on me. But
hey, thanks so much for calling,
yeah,
Paul. That really makes
sense. Just wanted to relate that and wish you all a happy Secession Day.
Is it Secession Day today? I didn't know there was a Secession Day.
Oh,
I figured every day was Secession Day. Hey, thank you for the call tonight,
yes,
Paul.
And thanks for calling, Paul. I really appreciate
that as well.
Yeah,
that makes a difference.
I made a call last night as well, and when the bureaucrat answered, the dispatcher, presumably at the police station, answered, I said something to the effect of, yeah, I heard you, because Allison Gibbs had told us that you guys weren't giving them any information about yourselves, mm-hmm. so that we weren't supposed to say who you were.
Yeah.
So I called up and I said something to the effect of, I heard you guys arrested some people with cameras today, and I just wanted to encourage you to let those peaceful guys go. And he said something like, well, who are they? And I said, well, I don't know about that, but I just said, I think you should let them go. Well, if we have probable cause, we're going to arrest somebody. Click.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like definitely the guy who was taunting me, his demeanor over the phone. But, yeah, Pete and I didn't give him our names. That was our intentions the whole time. But, yeah, they figured them out throughout whatever
really?
It means. Well, that's because they illegally searched our RV as
yes.
well.
So our RV was out of the scene completely. It was parked, you know, blocks away from the jail. And, you know, when we get back to the jail, we hear them talking about threatening to break a window of the RV. Is that RV yours? And we wouldn't admit to
it. An attempt to get us to admit to it.
Right. And it was parked in a it was fine where it was parked. And essentially, like when they took all our belongings from us, they found my keys and they said, mm-hmm. oh, these must be the keys. So they had a couple cars up there watching the RV. They drove them down there. They ransacked our RV. Yeah, we got and Tiggity came down there with Lance Weber, and we got some video of it when we picked
and
it up.
And that's when 120 gave me the most shocking Ridiculous. Comments of the whole time. Right after that story,
the most shocking comment.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure that was
in
a moment, right?
Coming up,
right. Coming up here, 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. More with Pete and Adam. Also, we got Jason Talley waiting in the wings patiently from cdevolution.org. He's going to talk to us later. We'll also take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.